Hey there, and welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're digging into Donald Miller's Building Story Brand, a book that completely changed how I think about marketing. Sophie, you've read this one too, so what's the big idea here?
Hey there, Sam. I'm so glad we're talking about this. The big idea is that most marketing fails because we make the brand the hero, when actually the customer should be the hero, and the brand is just the guide. It's such a simple shift, but it turns everything on its head.
Right. And the book opens with this idea that nobody wakes up hoping to hear about your sale or your company history. They wake up worrying about their own problems. That hit me hard because I know I've been guilty of writing marketing that's all about us.
Oh, totally. And that's where the story brand framework comes in. It's a 7-part structure based on classic storytelling. You've got the hero, the problem, the guide, the plan, the call to action, and then success and failure. It's like every movie you've ever loved.
So the first step is to identify the hero, and it's not your company. It's your customer. I remember the example in the book. Instead of saying we're a leading provider of software, you say you're a busy professional drowning in spreadsheets. That just grabs you, doesn't it?
It does, because you're speaking to their internal monologue. And then you have to define the problem, which is the most critical part. Miller says there are 3 levels: external, internal, and philosophical. The external is the messy lawn, the internal is the embarrassment, and the philosophical is something like everyone deserves a sanctuary to come home to.
And the internal problem is what really drives the purchase. We buy things to change how we feel, not just to get a thing. I never thought about it that way, but it's so true.
Exactly. And then your brand steps in as the guide, like Yoda or Gandalf. The guide has to show empathy and authority. You say, "We know how hard this is, it's not your fault," and then you prove you can help with testimonials or credentials.
And then you give them a plan. Miller says keep it to 3 steps max, because anything more overwhelms people. It's about reducing anxiety and making it easy to say yes.
Right. And after the plan, you issue a call to action. There are 2 types, a direct one like buy now, and a transitional one like a free ebook or a webinar. You need both to catch people at different stages.
And then you spell out the stakes, what success looks like and what failure looks like. Miller says we're often more motivated by fear of loss than promise of gain. So you paint that picture of the terrible outcome if they don't act.
And all of this comes together in a one-liner. It's like, we help solve so they can achieve. That becomes the foundation for your website, your emails, your sales scripts. If your one-liner is clear, your marketing will be clear.
Now, I have to admit, when I first read this, I thought it felt a little manipulative. Like, are we just tricking people? But Miller makes a good point. It's actually respectful. You're acknowledging their problem and offering a clear solution so they can make a confident decision.
And a confused mind always says no. That's the core of it. The framework is about cutting through the noise and helping the customer see you as the bridge from where they are to where they want to be.
The part that got me was the brand gap. It's that distance between the customer's current state and their desired state. And your job as a guide is to build that bridge. But you can't build it until you really listen to what they're afraid of and what they hope for.
Absolutely. And that's why the book is really a call to humility. You have to step out of the spotlight and put the customer there. It changes not just your marketing, but your whole company culture. You start seeing customers as people on a journey, not just transactions.
So for me, the biggest takeaway is to stop writing about ourselves and start writing about our customers. I'm actually going to rewrite our website homepage this weekend using this framework. It's that powerful.
And if you want to dive deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. Building a story brand is really about telling the story your customer is already living and showing them you're the guide who can help them win. We'll see you in the next one.